Picture this. You're halfway through a DIY car fix, tools scattered everywhere, and boom, you realize you're missing a part. It's okay, because you know whatever it is, it's on eBay. They've got everything. Brakes, headlights, cold air intakes, whatever you need. And it's guaranteed to fit, which means no more crossing your fingers and hoping you ordered the right thing. All the parts you need, at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit, every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Picture this. You're halfway through a DIY car fix, tools scattered everywhere, and boom. You realize you're missing a part. It's okay, because you know whatever it is, it's on eBay. They've got everything. Brakes, headlights, cold air intakes, whatever you need. And it's guaranteed to fit, which means no more crossing your fingers and hoping you ordered the right thing. All the parts you need, at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit, every time. eBay. Things. People. Love.
It's EV News briefly for Sunday 29th of May. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes if you haven't got time for the long show. We'll start with news of a 70 mile an hour range test on the Rivian R1T. Now, why do we like these kind of range tests? Because there's no perfect test, but this does reduce as many variables as possible when done right by a proper EV tester. And they come no better than the world famous Tom Malogny from the State of Charge YouTube channel, who's been doing this for 10 years plus. He drove his Rivian R1T on the 20 inch all terrain wheels at 70 miles an hour constant and did 253.7 miles. Pretty good distance, 250-odd miles, when you think about the conditions, which were cold. 45 degrees for him, 7 degrees, my language, 7 degrees Celsius. He used 125 kilowatt hours in total, so if that makes you think, hang on, that's a big number. Yes, it is. A lot of energy for that range. Just over 2.03 miles per kilowatt hour. Not efficient in the slightest. It's a big truck, though, and it was in very, very strong winds. Read about that test and all the variable conditions in his report on Inside EVs. Talking Rivian, they're adding a soft sand mode after feedback, we'll say, from the drivers of the Rivian in the Rebel Rally, which didn't cope so well in the deep sand dunes. So there is now a ninth drive mode. Plenty to pick from in the Rivian, which will loosen the traction control and goose up the torque, writes the drive. All for soft sand. Now, we've got some news about the Volkswagen Vision, or the Aero, and the Aero B, which is the estate version, the wagon version, if you like. It's going to be called the ID7. We think we know that. The ID7 for the saloon, the ID7 Tourer for the estate version. This is basically the Passat, but the all-electric version. So you know why they went first with cars like the Golf-sized ID3, but don't call it a Golf. Now we're onto the Passat segment, and that will come in 2023 as the ID7, according to recent trademark filings in Germany. Next, BMW will slash their battery costs by 30% by going to the cylindrical cells, the type Tesla use, from 2025 for their new class platform. Their battery supplier will be China's CATL. Volkswagen licensing that MEB platform to yet another, following the news from Ford, this time in India. Mahindra, big vehicle maker there, and they have licensed VW's platform to make electric vehicles on, but also for the global market. We've been talking about Chinese cars coming to Western markets. Should we also be talking about Indian cars, or rather Mahindra, Indian badge, built on VW's platform? It's possible. Nissan could go full-blown electric with their next-gen very bonkers GTR to rival the likes of the Porsche Taycan and the Audi e-tron GT. In the UK, the Aura has a new name. It's now the Funky Cat, not Cat, and it has pricing for a small car that will be cross-shopped against the likes of the Mini and the Fiat 500e. I mean, it's long for some reason. The dimensions are pretty big for the Funky Cat, giving it its new name. It just didn't feel very big when I was inside it. £30,495 after the government grant, I think, is a big chunk of change for a Chinese badge, for a car you don't know yet. A 48 kilowatt hour battery. I think that is an ambitious price point. They may sell well, I don't know. Let's talk about London hosting the first ever electric scooter racing world championship. These e-scooters go 60 miles an hour and have 12,000 watts of power. They head next to Italy, France, Spain and the USA in October. And the price of charging on rapid chargers has gone up by a fifth in the last 8 months because the rising cost of energy being passed on to consumers by those charging networks. And that is briefly. See you tomorrow.
Picture this. You're halfway through a DIY car fix, tools scattered everywhere, and boom, you realize you're missing a part. It's okay, because you know whatever it is, it's on eBay. They've got everything. Brakes, headlights, cold air intakes, whatever you need. And it's guaranteed to fit, which means no more crossing your fingers and hoping you ordered the right thing. All the parts you need, at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit, every time. eBay. Things. People. Love.